Hi guys, how you doing? I hope I don't sound too much like a frog. I'll be honest, it's been a rough couple of weeks health-wise. So apparently this year, okay, so everyone knows the flu is really shitty. So I had the flu not last week, but the week before, but it was super mild, right? I was actually kind of excited. I was like, man, I got out of that kind of easy. I mean, I was only home for 2 days and I only had like the fever and chills and stuff for like a day. And so I was like, oh, awesome. This is great. And it didn't even interrupt my ability to do the tease and denial session thing, which I thought went pretty well. I've already got some ideas of how I'd like to do things differently if I do something like that again, and kind of some variations on the thing. I'm always full of ideas. I'm just full of ideas all the time. But anyway, so I go back to work and everything's fine for a few days, and then one morning I wake up and my chest hurts, and this is like on Thursday. And I'm not coughing, I'm not having trouble breathing, but it's like a pain in my chest, and all I can think is like, man, I know like Saturday morning I'm gonna wake up and I'm gonna feel like crap, and I don't have to go to urgent care or to the ER, and it's gonna cost like my left fucking leg. Yay, American healthcare. And so I was like, well, I'm just gonna call the doctor, make an appointment to go in, even though I haven't started coughing or anything, because I know it's coming. I can feel it in my chest. And so I go in, and apparently it's like super common this year for people who have had the flu, especially if they've had like a milder version of the flu, like flu strain B or something. I don't know. But anyway, it's really common for people this year to have like a secondary either pneumonia or a bronchitis infection afterwards. So guess who got to have a chest x-ray? Which was really fun because the guy who gave me my chest x-ray, what a sweetheart. He was super nice about the whole thing. And he was really nervous about touching me, you know, 'cause like and I kind of wanted to be like, dude, this is your job. Don't, you know, it's fine. You can touch me. It's fine. Also, I'd been home alone for a long time, so I was really excited to be in the presence of another human. Anyway, and so I've been way, way, way sicker the second time around with the damn bronchitis, because they did the chest x-ray, they didn't find any examples or any evidence of pneumonia. Yay! But she did, you know, prescribe me some antibiotics and tell me that I probably have bronchitis. And, you know, and then I proceeded to spend the weekend like hacking up like all sorts of yummy stuff. And I know, that's such a sexy, sexy thing, right? Anyway, so I tried to go back to work on Monday, and boy, what a shit show that was. I basically like got up the stairs to my office, and then I sat there and like I started sweating, like just sitting there, and I was like, I think I need to go home. So I got some people to cover my stuff for today, and I'm pretty sure I'll be able to go in tomorrow. If only because I swear to God, if I have to spend one more fucking minute in my house, I'm gonna go batshit insane. Like, have you ever gone to that point where you've just been in your house for such a long time and you're like, there's no way I can do anything anymore? I mean, thank God for the Olympics, because at least the Olympics have been like something to watch. But I am not very good at watching things, and I'm just not good at holding still and like doing not a whole lot. Like, I've been playing some Civ, and even Civ is getting boring, and I'm so fucking bored, and yet I try to do work, like I try to do something productive. I'm like, ooh, maybe I'll record. And then like my voice is like rawr, rawr. Anyway, I'm on some nice medication, what can I say? Anyway, there was a reason I was gonna tell I was gonna I was there's a reason I was recording this, besides just telling you about how sick I've been, because well, actually, I realized, you know what? It's been a really long time since I just recorded a ramble. And I wanted to say, like, I am super stoked about this year. Like, I mean, I know it's like mid-February now. So when I say this year, it's like, when were you getting around to like thinking about this year? But I have officially started plans to make like a big official move, and the move itself is not going to happen until summer of 2019, but assuming that thing if things go well and with a lot of help from you guys as my supporters, like I think I'm going to be moving away from what I'm doing now and where I am now, and I'm really hopeful that that means I'll have full time to devote to creative pursuits, you know, which is creating audio because I love audio, and I've been thinking about like maybe trying to start a podcast, you know, just to talk about. Actually, what I really like to talk about is BDSM and like issues around sex and fantasy and things like that, because I think that'd be a really fun topic. And also the other thing, is that I always feel so embarrassing to admit this. I'd like to write like. I don't know, not just smut. I do enjoy writing smut as much as I like recording smut. But, you know, I have some actual book ideas that I'd like to dabble in, and you know, and at the same time, like I don't know. Life is getting really exciting, but I'm just trying to keep my head in the game, and yeah, so it's good. But man, is it hard to concentrate when I am taking all sorts of cold and flu medications. I'm just, yeah, so I'm really sorry if this is not making much sense. But I just felt like it had been a while since I kind of shared stuff with you guys. And I am hoping that now that I'm feeling healthier, I know I still sound like a frog, but I feel pretty good. I'm hoping now that I feel healthier, I'll be able to get more recording done. And I also feel like it's been a while since I've like kind of pushed the envelope creatively. Like I've been making a lot of, so the I really enjoyed the tease and denial sequence. I really do like that, but I feel like there's lots of stuff that's kind of been like in the back of my head, like just kind of wiggling back there. One of the things that was really frustrating to me is, you know, the part of the so I've been posting on Tumblr and also on Reddit on Gone Wild Audio. I've been posting this recent Tease and Denial series, and apparently on Reddit there's a new rule that you can't post any like mommy boy play. And that just makes me so sad because that kind of stuff is really my favorite. Both like in terms of creating audio and also like for role-playing purposes. Kind of my thing. In fact, I sent my partner for Valentine's Day a card that was like meant for a little boy, and you know, it says something like, you know, for my good little boy or something like that, and I was like, oh, you gotta hide that before your parents come over this weekend. And he's like, oh, he's like, I didn't even think of it that way. And I'm like, really? Because I definitely did. Because I'm a pervert. Anyway, oh yeah, fucking Valentine's Day, huh? What a bunch of bullshit. I mean, you know, fantastic for you if it's something that you like and if you get to be with your partner on Valentine's Day, which I don't, so, you know, fuck that. But it's such a, like a manufactured thing. It's really kind of silly, but you know, try to express some sort of emotion if you have some towards someone else, if you have someone. And if not, fucking jerk it, man. That's what I'm gonna be doing tomorrow. Anyway. Okay, so clearly I need to take some more medicine and head to bed soon. Oh, goodness. I hope you guys don't mind this ramble. It's pretty terrible. Okay, so now that I'm feeling healthier, I'm hoping that I'll be doing more recording soon of the sexy variety, not just like the silly rambles where I talk about like, you know, coughing up phlegm and shit, because like, I mean, that's not fun. Okay. Also, you know, yay the Olympics, because My God, how fun are the Olympics, right? So, like, watching, okay, so I can't ski or snowboard, but watching snowboarding is so much fun. The tricks that they can do, and oh, it's so cool. And, it makes me wish that, I was more, athletic. I mean, I can do some things, but definitely not things like Olympic athletes can do. But then, that's why they're the Olympic athletes. That's why they get to go to Pyeongchang. So, anyway, I'm gonna stop babbling now, and I hope you're all doing well. And yeah, I'm hoping that I've turned the corner finally on being sick after like 2 weeks of flu, then bronchitis, and I'll be able to record more and be more involved and more excited, and yay! Okay. All right, so I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.